Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, all about relationships for business and also families, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. This is Tanya Huffman, and I am your speaker today, talking to you about how to build the relationships to get booked. You know, one of the things that people always ask me, they're like, Tanya, oh my gosh, how do you get booked so much? How are you always running around and finding these opportunities? Now, there's different types of opportunities. So I wanted to kind of go over those so that you can kind of be clear about what those opportunities really are. And when you start looking at the speaking world, it's really about getting you in front of a crowd, because how can you go change somebody's life if you don't take that opportunity? If you don't take the opportunity to jump in front of the audience and give the message and start to transform them and then get them into some type of cell that will continue the conversation and continue the training, then you really can't change people's lives. You've got to get yourself out there. So in order to get yourself out there, there are two basic ways. One of them is to apply. You find out about an opportunity. They've got a form to fill out. You fill out the form, and then you wait. Now, I'm not a big lover of waiting. So for me, it's about taking the next step. So when I submit a form, especially for an event that I'm really keen on getting involved with and making sure that I'm a speaker there, is every form has, if you've got any questions or comments or anything, here's a person to reach out to. So that is the person that you're going to email. And what you do is you let them know it is all about them. Hello, Susie. I'm so excited about your event. I just found out about it and filled out your form to be a speaker. I would love to help you promote your event, even if I'm not chosen. Now, realistically, if you're not chosen, they usually don't ever ask you to help. I've had one event that did not select me that still asked me to promote them. And that is fine. So you've got to be open to helping. It's all about giving. So, hello, Susie. I'm willing to help you promote your event, even if I'm not a speaker at your event. Now, this does several things. It sets you apart from others. It sets you apart in such a way, because most people are takers. Takers are people that people avoid. So if you're just filling out a form, you're mixed in with what I hear from most of the event planners, is there's usually, 200 to 500 submissions for opportunities. The bigger the opportunity, the more they get. So they've got to weed through everybody's forms. And unless they've heard of you before, then you don't really stand out, right? Then it's all up to your title and your description and how good you are at that. And then, of course, whatever else they ask, if they ask for your Twitter or your Facebook or LinkedIn, what does that look like? So there's some parameters, but they're going to weed through people to get their top group, and then they're going to weed down from there. And those are the ones they're actually going to go in and check out, right? But how do you kind of sweeten the deal? Well, sweeten it. So I always put in there what I'm willing to do. How am I going to promote their event? By the way, I've got, and then you add up all of your social media accounts. Add up how many people are following you on Twitter, or on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Google+, on YouTube, on Blab, on, Periscope, wherever you are, on your Instagram, on, whatever. So what all your platforms, how many people are following you? And then from there, you give them a number. I've got 20,000 connections on social media. Fantastic. Right? They're going to love that you're going to help promote it through your social media. How exciting is that? So when you start looking at all the opportunities that are out there, it just sets you apart. Another thing is if you would send them an email blast, right? If you're willing to do a solo email, tell them how many email subscribers you have. Because another 500 people is another 500 people for them, especially if your target market is their target market for their event. If you've got a website that has pretty decent traffic to it, tell them how many hits you get a month. And by the way, don't say how many actual people come to your website. How many hits do you have? Because it's a bigger number. Okay, how many times do they click around on your website? So these are things and tools to use because it's just easy. It's easy to put up a banner. You have an event page, and you put it up on your event page. They send you the banner, they send you the link, and you're done. So it's not that you have to do a lot, but it sets you apart. Now, one of the things about these events that a lot of people don't think about is they usually ask for what they're looking for in their speakers. You know, what subjects are they looking for speakers to speak about? Well, in that case, you have to look at, okay, it's a tech conference, and they want C++ and cloud computing and Ruby on Rails and, you know, blocky, blocky, blocky. And you don't speak about those things. You can still apply. Because a lot of times they just never even thought about your subject for their event. So again, you stand out. Now some events are going to go, oh no, that's not what we want, and then just drop it. But it's all a numbers game. You got to just do and then see what happens. And don't get stuck on the outcome. Don't put all your eggs into one event that you really want to get involved with, okay? Because if at one event you apply for only one and it goes away and you don't get in, then what? So I apply for about 80%, and I'll tell you why. 80%. If you look at who's booking the speakers, there's multiple kind of avenues. There's the employees of the event, of the company, or the association. Now, they may look at your information and go, this isn't right for my event, but man, we would need this for our business, and bring you in to do actual corporate trainings. You could be put into a opportunity where it's an event planner and they have multiple events that they book and they're like, oh my gosh, this isn't good for this one, but oh, for this other event. I wonder if they'd be willing to speak at this other event. So I apply for most of them. The ones I don't apply for is it just doesn't feel right at all. I mean, it's so far from my target market that, you know, event planners usually have the same types of events. So, you know, if it's way off base, you have to just kind of make a judgment call. But I always look at it in my gut, you know, how does it feel in my gut? And then I decide. Now, the other way, so that's one way, right? They send you their information and you fill it out. So like this one way that public speakers is always sending out speaking opportunities, so you could look at each one of those and just apply. And what I try to do is do it all at one time, too, because I know a lady the other day, she was like, oh, I'm having a hard time. I'm like, well, because you're trying to do it one here, one there. Don't do that. First of all, here's a technique for you. This is a hard learned lesson on my part. Get a Word doc, because Word docs you can easily adjust. Put your bio on there. Put your speaking topics. Make your bio, you know, long, and then shorten it to, you know, because sometimes they ask for like 150 words. Same thing for your talks. You have a longer, you know, information and short one. And then as you see different topics, so say if you're going to go speak at a tech conference and you're going to apply, well, that's kind of maybe a different wording and different way you're going to approach that versus, you know, a entrepreneurial women's conference. So you may want to use different words there than in a tech conference. So what you do is now you've already done the work. You just make yourself a little label above each one so that you say, you know, here's my, you know, sales training for tech conferences. Here's my sales training for holistic chambers or holistic, you know, events. So you could have different ones. So that way you just copy and paste into their forms. Also put all your social media links. So you don't have to go look at that every single time. It's kind of just done. So you copy, paste, you know, your website's on there. Everything is just on that Word doc, and it just makes it super easy to copy and paste. It also makes it super easy because you can highlight an area to see how many words or characters, depending on how they're asking you to fill the form out. Okay, your YouTube link, your sizzle reel link, you know, all of those things is just when you have it all in one area, it makes it super fast. Now, the other way you get booked is truly by building relationships. So you have to get to know people. So first you got to meet them. Where are you going to meet them? Well, I just, you know, went to the special event. It's like the worst name ever for an event, but it's a huge conference. It's 5,000 event planners. Now, when you meet them for the first time, it's not like they're going to book you right there. Now, it does happen. I did get booked there. But that's not the goal. The goal is to reach out to them over and over again. So you have to go to places where event planners are hanging out. So there were universities and corporate and associations and all kinds of people there. So you're just connecting. So I'm booked it again. I booked a full vendor booth again and then subdividing it so that my members for PSA is going to be there. So it's another thing that you can do if you're like, wow, these booths are really pricey. You know, how else can you get into those kind of things? But at least you can just go and just network. You're just building relationships by say hello to people. The other way is by people who are actually putting on events. And these are people, especially if you're a speaker and you're in a speaking world, guess what? Speakers put on speaking conferences. Speakers put on their own events. Speakers put on TV shows, radio shows. So getting connected to other speakers, and that's one of the reasons that we've got all these masterminds across the U.S. and Canada and now about to go into Europe, you know, it's about connecting with people and helping them. So one of the things that you have to look at is how you're going to help them promote their event. Because if you just go, oh my gosh, I would love to speak at your event, that means a no immediately. And also, you need to leverage. Now, some of y'all are just better at leveraging than others. If you're not good at leveraging, you're going to have to get used to it and get really good at it. And that just means balance. Leveraging means that you're receiving as much as you're giving. You're giving as much as you're receiving. It's an equal give and take. So if you meet somebody who's putting on a radio show, do you have a radio show? Do you have a TV show? Do you have a show on Blab? Do you have what do you have that you can invite them into? I do a lot of stage swapping. Do you have a stage? Meaning, are you putting on your own event where you can bring in another speaker? So that way you speak at their event and they speak at your event. It's huge. And I find the people who do not stage swap, I don't play with. So there's a group of people that you have to buy into. And sometimes it makes sense to buy into somebody's opportunity. Because then it's just marketing. Marketing and sales. But sometimes you want to leverage that relationship. And that is a way, you know, when I first started by kind of buying my way into opportunities. So I became a speaker sponsor. I sponsor an event, I have a vendor booth, and I also have stage time. So a lot of times that makes perfect sense. Especially if it's your target market. You just have to look at your marketing budget. And I know some of y'all are saying, what marketing budget? But it is. It's a business. As a speaker, it is part of your business. So if you're going to go and speak someplace, you have to have that percentage devoted to going there. So I just went to San Diego. I not only was there for basically 5 days because of the travel also. So it was a 3-day event, travel before, travel after school. So there's 5 days out of my business and also a weekend. Okay. So that's a long time to be away from business. So it does have to make sense and you have to be strategic. Some of the things you ask the person before you say yes, who's their target market? What kind of people are going to be there? Are they getting in for free? How many people are there? What are they paying if they're paying? You know, these are basic information that you need. Can you sell from stage? Now, if you're being booked at an association, corporate conference, industry conference, most of the time that's a no. They won't allow you to barely even mention your company. But just like the special event I was just telling you about in Florida, I went there. I bought a vendor booth. I paid about $1,500 to go, right, on top of the vendor booth. It was a lot of money. But I walked out with $7,000 in my pocket, and that's not even before all of the follow-up. So an event like that could easily land, you know, 20, 30,000. But you've got to do the business. You got to do the follow-up. You got to talk to people. I'm so glad you came to my talk. And you've got to get their contact information so you can follow up with them. I see a lot of people, a lot of speakers, that go, they jump up on stage, everyone gives them a round of applause, and then they don't do anything with it. Why bother? Why are you going to take that opportunity and just blow it? You have to think of it strategically. What are you offering? How are you going to get them excited to know more, especially if you can't sell? I try to warm up the market before I get to location, if I can. So I always offer, if I'm a speaker someplace, I try to see if I can't give them a free webinar before I get there. Some people take you up on it. A lot of them don't. But if they do, awesome. They get to know you before they even know you. It helps fill that room, too, especially if you're a workshop person. Or at least let's do a follow-up workshop. So that's one of the things you can offer at your event is, by the way, so I know this is a lot of information. We're going to do a follow-up call on, you know, next Tuesday. It's also going to be recorded, so if you can't be there, no big deal. And we're going to go over the step number two that we didn't get to cover here. So it gets them into a conversation where you can sell at the end. Okay. You can also host a contest. So you get them to tell you what they're interested in. And you want to give away the contest winner wins something from your business. Don't give a Starbucks card. Don't give a trip to Cancun. You do not want everyone signing up. You want to filter. Only the people that are interested. Because then you're going to spend a lot of time and effort on people that aren't interested in your business. So focus. Okay. Now, when you're starting to develop those relationships, again, how are you going to meet people who have a connection to a stage? So if you're going to go speak someplace, you need to hang where the speakers are. Or, especially if it's a huge event, I try to email, because they put all the speakers up on the website, and usually they have their website links, and a lot of times they have even connection links. So you email them before you go, and you're like, hey, or post it on Facebook, you know, or someplace, anywhere you can connect with them. You're like, hey, I see that you're going to be at this upcoming event. Hey, they love that. They love that they, you know, got some visibility and that you're reaching out. You're standing out from everybody else. And you're like, you know, while you're there, I would love to connect with you. Do you have time one evening? You know, so say if there's nothing going on in the evenings, then, you know, what is that up? What's available then? And then you go from there. So always look at how are you going to stand out in people's minds and then build those relationships. Especially if you're asking to be a part of their event, you want to build that relationship. That's why I really, you know, when I first started the Public Speakers Association, and I started thinking about doing a conference because I had done conferences since 2006, but they were mostly kind of expo type of conferences versus speaking conferences. And what I wanted to do is not just bring in speakers and, you know, that gives great information and really relevant information, but I wanted to bring in people who put on their own events. I wanted to bring in people in the audience that have their own events. I want to bring in a lot of people like that, not just, you know, and it's funny because it's not just to give to my members, but again, it's leverage, right? So most people don't stop and think about it. They never stop to think about how they're going to leverage a relationship. So I really want you to look at that in your business. If you're just sitting by the phone or the computer, you're waiting, looking at emails, right, and you're waiting for someone to go, hey, I'd love for you to come and speak, you're going to just be waiting. Now, does it happen? Heck yeah. You're going to go out and you're going to start speaking. You're going to be speaking and you're going to be speaking and people hear you and people hear you and people are like, oh my gosh, I need you to come in and speak. You get a reputation, and a lot of times, especially for keynotes, they're not going to bring you in unless they've seen you speak someplace else. If you're wanting to get booked and paid to speak, they're going to want to see you, because you got to remember that that employee who's responsible for booking, if it ends up being a horrible presentation, then they're on the line. Their jobs are on the line, so they don't even risk it. They get referrals, and you don't want to be a pain in the butt when you are a speaker. I try to make things so easy for the AV guys, oh my gosh, because believe me, they talk. They tell the event person everything. The person who's a volunteer, the person who's helping you hand out stuff, the person, you know, who puts on the event. They all talk. They all talk to each other, and they never bring somebody back in that's a pain. There's a couple of big speakers that are getting harder and harder for them to get booked because they just have that reputation. So I don't want that for you. I want you to get booked. I want you to go out there and change lives and make a difference. I want you to people go, oh my gosh, you're amazing. And please go to our website, Public Speakers with an S, Association, all spelled out, .com, to find out how you can get involved, how we can help you market yourself, and how we can help you get in front of these opportunities. So thank you for joining me today.